WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has taken the first step towards producing more water.
The council's 5-2 vote borrows more than $2 million to do a study to move water from an aquifer into new wells. The plan is opposed by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District. District's manager, Alan Day, asked the council to consider another option.
Instead, seriously consider using a source that creates new water, taking pressure off of our precious groundwater resources.
Councilman Mike Sutherland, the city's liaison to the water district, said this was the best option.
Buying water from other property owners in the groundwater district, that's very expensive. We also looked at, building a line from here to Burleson County, because that's outside the groundwater district. That's very expensive.
Joining Sutherland in approving the study were Ben Hardiman, Buppy Simic, Al Sines, and Rafael Pena. City Manager Keene Register says there's enough money from current water sales to cover the cost of the loan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A representative of the Brazos Valley Lodging Association tells the Bryan City Council demand for hotel rooms is up almost 3%, while the supply is up 60%.
I wouldn't use the word panic to measure the atmosphere within the hotelier community, but there is a very high level of concern.
Noel Mays asked the Bryan Council to approve a $130,000 increase in the amount of hotel occupancy tax money going to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The sales that the CVB does in 2017 is really for the year 2018. What they do now is going to have long-ranging impacts, not just on me, but on your constituency. Our housekeepers, our front desk agents, our food and beverage workers, most of them live in Bryan.
No action was taken by the council. Next year's proposed Bryan City budget calls for no increase to the CVB or other outside agencies. Four Bryan homeowners that have had repeated flood damage will be offered buyouts. That's after the city was notified by FEMA is providing $577,000. The city's drainage fee is adding $192,000 to provide a total of almost $770,000. Locations of the voluntary buyout offers are on Willow Bend Drive, McHaney Drive, and Mockingbird Street. If any of the homeowners decline, then the city can make an offer for a home on Louisiana Avenue. Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets has 2,600 members this fall, the most since 1970. Commandant Joe Ramirez says you're invited to watch the reactivation of two more units at the Sanders Center this Friday.
We're going to reactivate the 10th and 11th units that we have reactivated since I took over as commandant in 2010. So now we've got 46 total across the Corps.
General Ramirez says they just opened dorms 1 through 8 on the north side, along with completing the last of four leadership learning centers and the interior of the quad.
And that'll make the quad basically the newest area on campus for the first time since 1939.
The reactivation of Squadron 5, also known as the Filthy Fifth, is Friday morning at 10, followed by the reactivation of Company G1, called the Ramblin' Rogues, Friday afternoon at 2. Blinn College trustees at this month's meeting approved a 6-point plan to ask state lawmakers next year for more money. Vice President Mel Waxler says there are no plans to ask for more money from Washington County property owners, who have the lowest tax rate in the state, for funding part of the cost of operating the Brenham campus.
Blinn will continue to walk this finance structure that it has, and hopefully will be successful with the state of Texas in increasing its support of community colleges.
While this year's budget is safe, Blinn has responded to a call by state leaders to reduce state funding in the next biennium by 4%.
It's a mix of strategies. We really want to look at where the needs are. We want to look at student demand. We want to look at what efficiencies we can create in order to minimize any effect of any future cut, should there be one.
Waxler says they have had 75 meetings with lawmakers and have scheduled a November luncheon in Brenham that will include, among others, the three state senators and 9 representatives in Blinn's 13-county service area. Motorists around CHI St. Joseph Health Center in Bryan will have to deal with a year's worth of street projects starting this morning. Various lane closures, detours, and reduced speed limits will be taking place on 29th, Villa Maria, and Memorial Drive. Construction is supposed to take place, weather permitting, weekdays between 7 and 5. By this time next year, there will be new traffic signals and turn lanes, wider sidewalks, and the relocation of underground utilities. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes past 8. It's 76 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. You can also listen at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 8:12. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Large area of high pressure in the Gulf of Mexico takes control of our weather, and that means drier conditions for a couple of days. Partly sunny today, a shower, thunderstorm, a possibility through the afternoon and evening. Highs later today anywhere from 90 to 95. Tonight turning partly cloudy, 75. Some sun tomorrow. We could see a shower, thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds return Friday. There is a chance for showers and storms. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 813 Infomaniacs on WTAW. Now, I can remember when I was a freshman in high school, one of the things we talked about that would be really neat is when we got into biology class and got to dissect stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
That's, you know, and but really, like most things in life that you look forward to, it's a major disappointment because I think we only did one dissection the entire high school year that I can remember.
Aww.
It was a frog.
Yeah.
You know, they give you that pan that's got, like, rubber in the bottom so you can put the little pins there and cut it open. Now, what about y'all? What kind of experience?
I think I actually missed the frog dissection day because of a softball game, but I got to do a fetal pig junior college.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
so
in high school, I got we had a week where we had 3 days, and it started with an earthworm. That was the first day.
Okay.
The second day was a crawfish.
Okay.
And the third day was the fetal pig.
Oh, bringing out the pig guns.
Yeah, but we never got to do a frog. I was always expecting a frog.
Right.
Yeah. I was told I was going to get to dissect a frog.
Well, now they got a whole new way to do this.
Let me guess, on a computer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You can see the entire nervous system of a mouse. It is out there right now, revealed in unprecedented detail by turning the animal's body transparent.
Ooh.
Transparent. Parent.
See-through mice?
Yes.
But it's not real.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It is?
It's the real deal. This technique could better help us understand the workings of mammal brains and bodies.
Ooh.
Eli Ertruck of the Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich, dang Germans, with his team have refined a technique called tissue clearing so that the whole bodies of mice and rats can be studied in more detail than ever before. Other methods exist for making transparent rodents, but this technique also shrinks the body to around a third of its original size, making it possible to view the whole animal under a microscope. Okay.
It's alive or not alive?
No.
Okay.
It starts with mice. You understand that?
Oh,
other methods are in place to make rodents transparent. How long have people been trying to make see-through mice?
I don't know, but the problem is it just begins with mice,
Yeah.
Let me see. That story was in July of 2014. Detergent treatment turns mouse see-through.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the cow that they had here at Texas A&M with, like, the see-through window its hole.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Okay, you see?
I just
heard about it. That goes back to my time, okay?
Yeah, is it not real?
I, I think it is. I think it is too. I think you could drive
by
F&B
legend,
Road
yeah,
and you could see them.
They wanted to study the digestive system.
Yeah. Here and humans didn't want to do that.
They I know we have a listener out there who can confirm the see-through cow.
Okay. I'm waiting
for the text.
Okay. I'm just saying that, you know, they went to students and said, "Hey, you want to have like this plexiglass plate right there. You want to do that?" And they went, "Nah, I don't think so." So they did.
Nah.
Cuz the cow can't say no, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying though,
I believe in it.
I'm just saying. It's transparent. Hello.
I saw him. He was on the F&B road.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
There you go.
You could see the little plate on there.
You know, I'm sure she's 100% telling the truth there, but it's starting to become kind of an urban legend thing here.
Let's keep Aggies don't lie, cheat, or steal.
That's right.
I saw him. He's at the McDonald's.
Yeah, but they do. But they put plates in cows so you can see their innards. all right, so you got that going on.
So see-through mice.
All right, so we got see.
It's on F&B Road. Yep. Yeah, see, okay. Just got a text.
Okay.
Ooh, we got another text. We dissected cats in high school. Yay for dog lovers. That was awesome.
Now, I heard that they did that before, but yeah.
So then there's this texter. I've had my hand inside one. I don't really know where we're going to go with that.
Yeah. Hello.
How long until we get a transparent dog as a pet?
Yeah, that'd be so awesome. Yeah, hello.
When can we do the living?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I remember them cows. I seen about 30 of them.
Okay.
All at one time.
Really? That's outstanding. Mm. Now, a see-through dog would be interesting. There wouldn't be any surprises on the carpet, right?
That's
right?
True.
And it's like, oh, I have a hairless cat. Well, I have a see-through dog.
How weird can pets get?
So there. Oh, all right. Anyway.
Oh, yes, I just got a link to the cow.
Okay.
Yes. I got to see this.
Yeah,
I've got to see it.
It does. It does exist. And it's existed for a long, long time.
It does exist.
It's like Tinkerbell and Peter Pan, right? All right. Anyway.
Did you guys hear about that see-through cow at A&M?
All right, so get this. The FBI is investigating another computer security hack that they're thinking maybe the work of the Russians. This time the target would be the New York Times.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Times has hired a private security firm to work with federal officials to figure out how the hackers were able to gain access. Paper would confirm neither the breach nor the investigation. So see how all that goes. Cows with open stomachs.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad we've got the picture for you so you can see that in a little while. All right, now get this. How long you been eating bananas? I mean,
whole life, right?
I love bananas.
I mean, bananas are outstanding, and it's just, you know, that's the whole reason we came up with banana bread, because we just don't want to say goodbye to them.
Mm-hmm.
A day probably does not go by when your supermarket doesn't have a decent supply of bananas.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like year-round.
Right.
That could change. In fact, if nothing changes, dun-dun-dun-dun, bananas could disappear in the next 5 to 10 years.
No!
Yeah, what? See, I know.
Why?
Well,
global warming.
Let's go through the story and then we'll back into it and maybe we can figure out why. A fast spreading disease is threatening the world's banana supply in all 120 countries where they are grown. Actually, it is three funguses, variations of a disease, and it's hard to fight. They're going up from 49 cents a pound. That's what they're telling us. In order to prevent the global banana industry from being wiped out,
completely,
gone, completely in the next decade, farmers need to make 50 fungicide applications to the banana crops every year. Because many farmers can't afford the fungicides, they grow the bananas of a lesser quality.
Uh-oh.
Which brings them less income. The only way to stop the decline is for research to develop new defenses.
But Scott,
yes,
what is the fate of the plantains?
Exactly.
That's what I want to know.
It says the race is on and the clock is ticking. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
5 years ago, were we even talking about GMOs?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Now, if they say to you this doomsday scenario, that within 5 to 10 years, there may be no bananas. Well, what happens if we can come up with, well, just a little genetic tweak on the banana that would keep this fungus from attacking it. Oh, my God, you've saved the world.
You've saved the banana.
And all you have to do is eat this banana, and even if a third hand starts to grow out of your head after you're 50, what difference does it make? You had bananas growing up.
What are the monkeys going to do?
That's a really good... Well, what they'll have to do is they'll have to adapt, which is what nature does.
Adapt,
you know,
change.
I don't even eat bananas anymore.
Well, but a lot of people do. And, I mean, you know, they work. It's good. They're clean. They're, you know, you get,
they give
throw
you
the
energy.
Package
they're good
away.
For you.
Potassium.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that two things. First, they're going to have to raise the price. And if you'll notice, no matter where you go, bananas are 49 cents a pound.
Yeah, it's true.
It is a universal price.
Magic number 49.
That's right. You may not know important numbers, but you know how much bananas cost. Okay.
Yep.
So if it costs that here, I don't know, maybe in San Francisco it's like 59 cents a pound. But, I mean, you've pretty much got the price because you've got the supply controlled. I mean, you know what's going to be, how many bananas are going to be coming in. You can ask any grocery store manager. They'll tell you exactly how many pounds of bananas they bring in every week. So they've got that. So they know that the demand is there. They have built that demand up. They're kids who have to have their bananas. So if they have to jack the price 20%, hey, at least we've got bananas.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they're having to buy the fungicides now to put on there. So I think it's all about a price increase.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or it's about genetic modification. So, but if you die happy with a banana, then I guess.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are going to go out and buy bananas now that they've listened to this segment.
Well, I don't know. I'm just, and you know, somehow I watch some Wall Street shows and I see commodity prices. I never see them talking about banana futures. just there.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1081 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1081. 800-600-1081.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip-enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications, James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are your experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years' experience. For home and metal building foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get your free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info today.
Are you looking for that new or used piece of equipment? For the month of August at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, we are celebrating the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, where you'll find incredible discounts on different types of equipment. Z-Track mowers, utility vehicles, tractors, hay equipment, planters, and more. Cash or finance, we want to help find the easiest way for you to purchase the equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas during the month of August. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
Good morning, 824, the Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We know more and more you have the situation where people say, yeah, I want to buy it online, but I kind of want to see it first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so you walk into a store and you pick up the whatever it is that you're thinking about buying and making sure it's the way that you thought it was and how the picture was in the on the online catalog. Nobody probably does that any more than Best Buy. Best Buy has to put up with that. They've got to put up with people who come in, look at that stuff, walk around, ask questions, and then leave and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they buy it at Best Buy. Sometimes they don't. Best Buy posted its results for the last quarter that reversed a long sales slump, easing fears about the ability to lure shoppers actually in right here in the midst of what Amazon is trying to do. Yesterday, they posted a 24% increase in domestic online sales for the second straight quarter. So maybe we got a battle brewing here. Maybe maybe people will be shopping there at Best Buy.
That's an interesting looky-loo theory there. I've never actually done that because if I'm at the store and I have it, I'm not going to go home and then order it,
and
even if it's a little cheaper.
It.
Yeah, because I can get it right now.
And,
yeah.
And that, again, and it depends on what it is. And I think most of the things that we buy at, if you're buying it at Best Buy, is something that you want to use within the next 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Like
I want to play with my toys.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think Best Buy offers some pretty good credit card deals.
Okay.
With, if you buy, like, if you sign up for a Best Buy credit card, then you can pay off your brand new expensive toy.
Sure.
But with, you know, bi-monthly payments and zero interest for how many months, blah, 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 all that stuff. I know that's how I went through and got one of my laptops that, okay, that I had. And so, because that was just the best deal for me at the time.
Well, and one of the things is, I mean, there are other people like Walmart, Macy's, and that kind of thing, who are kind of feeling the pinch because of clothing and stuff like that. Really long ago, Best Buy pretty much ceded a large chunk of their sales to the whole e-commerce thing that was going on out there. The comeback is built on the idea of fewer of the store-based rivals who are doing this. For instance, like Fitbit trackers and that kind of thing. Those sorts of items can be replaced inexpensively. Then they got, you know, you can buy washing machines and refrigerators there too. But the thing is, the floor space that they were using for those doesn't work nearly as well from a sales standpoint. That I mean, I have to say, I've bought an appliance there before, but generally people don't think of it like that. They think more of the Fitbits or the convenience items that you have within your home. But 24% increase for the second quarter in a row, so that that would tend to have pretty good, I guess, as far as the investors are concerned.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's 8:27.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A federal labor board has ruled that graduate students who teach at private universities are employees with full rights to join unions, a sweeping decision that paves the way for student unionization on campuses nationwide. The National Labor Relations Board says a group of Columbia University students who sought to join a union deserved employee protections when they get paid for work at the direction of the school. Grad assistants at several universities, including St. Louis University, Duke, and American University, plan to take immediate steps to try to join the union. Digital news and entertainment website BuzzFeed says it plans to split its main businesses into two units to generate more revenue from video ads. BuzzFeed News will include its breaking news and beat reporting teams. BuzzFeed Entertainment Group will house all entertainment content teams, including video. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $47.12 a barrel on Wall Street futures, indicating a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pollution-busting houseplants. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Houseplants can help scrub toxic chemicals from indoor air. Analytical chemist Vidud Nehri at the State University of New York at Oswego wanted to know what plants were most effective. So he built a sealed chamber and challenged five common houseplants with various volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, including benzene, acetone, and toluene. At a meeting of the American Chemical Society, he reported that bromeliads were best overall.
The bromeliad plant was very good at removing 6 out of 8 VOCs.
For removing acetone, commonly used as nail polish remover, the best plant was Dreissena. Neary plans to test plants at nail salons, dry cleaners, and other businesses, as well as homes and offices, to see if they're as effective in real-life situations as they are in the lab. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Are you a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative? If you're on Facebook, they already have categorized you. Kim Commando here with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here in this election year, regardless of how careful you're trying to be about your politics, Facebook has its mind made up about what you are. The New York Times reveals that Facebook makes deductions about your personal political views based on the websites that you like or dislike, regardless of your political preference that you selected in your profile. If you like websites for Hillary Clinton, Facebook will probably categorize you as a liberal. And even if you don't like any of the candidates, it will group you based on other pages you like. The Times uses Ben & Jerry's ice cream as an example, because Ben & Jerry identify themselves as liberal. If you like them, you probably are too. And that's one of the many ways that Facebook is always watching. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Commando Show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is moving ahead with borrowing more than $2 million to study what could lead to moving water from an aquifer into city wells.
Mike Sutherland spent 10 minutes explaining why this was the best option for Bryan's future water needs.
The bottom line is what we're doing is that we're providing an alternate source of water that when the groundwater district can't provide what we need, we have a place to go and we can get your water.
The state-approved plan is opposed by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District. General Manager Alan Day says the city is not following the state's intent to create new sources of drinking water.
Proposes to pump groundwater from the Simsboro Aquifer, water already stored and in place, move it closer to the city, treat and inject the water back into the very same formation, lose at least 10% and call it conservation.
Councilman Ben Hardiman said he hated to hear inflammatory language used to describe the study.
There's a difference between scheme and plan. This is a plan that has been under consideration for months.
Also voting for the study were Al Sines, Rafael Pena, and Bobby Simic. City Manager Keene Register says there's enough money in the water fund to cover the loan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next year's proposed Bryan City budget calls for no increase to outside agencies. The Convention and Visitors Bureau asked the City Council yesterday for an additional $130,000. Supporters include Noel Mays of the Brazos Valley Lodging Association, who says the supply of motel rooms is up 60%, while demand increased less than 3%.
When you have greater need, you spend to your need. You have to spend money to make money. The hotel perspective here is that if there's ever a time to spend money on marketing our destination and filling our hotel rooms, it is now.
The council took no action. The CVB is also asking for money for moving expenses to a new permanent office. Two more units of Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets are being reactivated. Commandant Joe Ramirez says there are 2,600 cadets on campus this fall. That's the most since 1970, and it represents a 40% increase since he started nearly 7 years ago.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we opened the north end of the quad. Dorms 1 through 8 are now officially all open, as well as four leadership learning centers now, and the interior of the quad has also been renovated. We have dorms 9 through 12 being renovated right now. They will be done by next summer.
You're invited to reactivation ceremonies this Friday at the Sanders Corps of Cadets Center at 10 a.m. for Squadron 5 and 2 p.m. for Company G1. The Texas legislature doesn't start their next session until January, but Blaine College administrators, whose legislative priorities were approved by trustees this month, say they have already had 75 meetings with lawmakers. That's before administrators spent $48,000 to hire the first outside lobbyist firm in the school's 133-year history.
There's a new leadership team at Blaine, I think you've heard, and in my personal history, this has been part of the strategy for many number of years. So for us, this does not feel different. The whole idea here, based on the potential for return on investment, are substantial benefits for students, faculty, and our communities.
Vice President Mel Waxler, who came on board earlier this year from the Austin School District, says hiring Hilco Partners has no association to Blaine's opposition to legislation last session, breaking down revenue and expenses of the Brenham and Bryan campuses. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Large area of high pressure in the Gulf of Mexico takes control of our weather, and that means drier conditions for a couple of days. Partly sunny today, a shower, thunderstorm, a possibility through the afternoon and evening. Highs later today anywhere from 90 to 95. Tonight turning partly cloudy, 75. Some sun tomorrow. We could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds return Friday. There is a chance for showers and storms. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:38, time to talk to the mayor. We do that on Wednesday, and Jason Bianski is here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you. Good morning.
Good. Let's talk first of all about what nobody talked about last night, and that was your first vote as far as the budget is concerned. Nobody spoke on that tonight. Last night. Were you surprised?
I'm never surprised anymore, Scott. we had a long meeting yesterday. I mean, we start early, we go late. There's a lot of things. There were some other issues, I think, that were probably more pressing, but we've been talking about the budget for months, and so council's been meeting with staff at meetings and workshops and behind the scenes and going over budget requests and items, and it's a tedious task, but I'm proud of what the council's put forth and what the staff has put together. Our financial staff and city manager and their staff do a wonderful job in the city of Bryan, and again, we're keeping the tax rate the same, and in my 10 years of being on the city council, we've never raised the tax rate for the citizens of Bryan. We've actually gone down on the tax rate several times, and I don't think there's any other governmental entity in Brazos Valley that can say that. You know, but we still keep expanding our city services and what we provide for the citizens, and adding firefighters and police officers and new fire trucks and new fire stations. But by being competitive in economic development, that has helped. The valuations of the businesses and homes in Bryan have increased over the years, so very proud of the growth and progress we've seen in the older parts of Bryan and the newer expanding parts of Bryan. So $394 million. So that's it's a lot to put your hands around sometimes.
So what people did talk about was water that's in the ground and water that's fallen from the sky. Let's talk about the falling from the sky first. Obviously, we had rain again this week with about 4 to 6 inches of rain. So this, again, is on people's minds about what's going to happen with the flooding parts of Bryan.
Well, we have a drainage fee that brings in about $1 million a year. So that money will continue going into flood mitigation. We're looking at putting additional dollars into flood mitigation. We can't go into every creek on private property and alleviate some of the issues. We have right-of-ways on some of the creeks, and we have access to some of the properties, but we can't go on private property to clear brush that might be in your backyard or on some of the creeks that we don't have access to by law. So, I mean, sometimes our hands are tied of what our staff can do. Then you start dealing with federal entities that'll tell you, well, you can't take out the brush and vegetation because you're destroying habitats and endangered species or something.
So let's talk about structures. Let's talk about a realistic view, you as the mayor, but one member of council, a realistic view about giving people relief by buying those properties. Are there some out there? How many are there? What should we look at as a reasonable number, both in the amount to pay and the number of properties we're looking at?
Well, we received almost $600,000 yesterday from FEMA to buy out. We submitted back in January, so long before the May floods that we experienced here in Bryan. Back in January of this year, we put forth a grant application through FEMA to buy back some of the repetitive severe flooding homes in Bryan, and we identified, I think, about six or seven of them. We put forth for four the maximum grant amount, had one alternate in there, and we just got word back in the last few days that FEMA's going to help us. They're going to provide almost $600,000 to help potentially buy out these homes.
But again, that was in January. That was before the troubles that we had.
That's in January, but some of the folks that you've heard from that have continued to have troubles are on this list of four or five, and so if they're willing to sell and we can figure out how to make this work, there could be at least four homes that will be purchased by FEMA. Should the city of Bryan go in and purchase homes? I think we identify there could be potentially 100-plus homes that were built in floodplains, 100-year floodplains that are built along creeks might have experienced problems once every 50 years, once every 100 years. Is that something that the taxpayers should just go in and purchase? I don't think you see any cities around the country that go in and purchase homes. Is it the city's fault? So if you build in the 100-year floodplain and you don't have flood insurance, you paid cash for your property not required by your mortgage company, is that a city obligation? I mean, that's something that the council's wrestling with right now. I think the city's obligation is to provide as much relief as possible, deal with flood mitigation. If we can go into the creeks, we can work on retention ponds, detention ponds, go into the areas that that our engineering staff will put forth a plan of action. They've got a plan that they've been working on, continue those efforts to try to alleviate some of the flooding. But, you know, you might be able to go into one creek and do some things. Well, instead of 4 foot of water, now you have 2 foot of water. Well, that didn't eliminate the problem. You still got an issue. Some of those homes probably shouldn't be built where they're at, you know.
All right, let's stop right there. Then do we start looking at your uniform development code, your ordinance, and say, you know what? We should just not build in 100-year floodplains because 20 years down the road this may happen and the city of Bryan in 2040 may be in a situation we are today. Do you then change it on that level? Is that feasible?
Well, being in the real estate business, I've run across homes built 30, 40 years ago in the 100-year floodplain, and they're going to have issues. They weren't built up to go. They didn't have the proper engineering. The city wasn't there to tell them, well, you need to build your slab up X amount of feet. The home builders today, they know better. And I've seen some pretty tall slabs around town that are built along creeks or in floodways, floodplains. You know, they kind of know what they're getting into, but you know, I don't think it's anyone's right to tell someone where they can and can't build, but they need to understand that if you're going to build in a floodplain or a floodway, that you could experience some problems. And hopefully there's a lot smarter folks than I am that can engineer it and figure out how tall that slab should be and how much they should build up the site and figure out ways to drain the water away from the house, and you should be okay. But the homes that were built, Castle Heights is mentioned over in East Bryan often about some of their flooding problems. Those homes were built in the 50s, 40s, 50s in flood ways, flood plains. I mean, you drive out there, you'll see all kinds of areas that where they measure how tall the water was in the floods in the areas. The homes should have never been built there in the first place. So should the city go in and just buy them all up and bulldoze them down? I mean, you've got folks that have been there for multiple generations, but they've been experiencing flooding forever. Now, you've got some folks in Bryan that probably for the first time in May experience flooding. They've been in their houses 30, 40 years. So what has changed to cause those issues? And I'm very concerned about those issues. And if there's something we can do in the city with flood mitigation, again, there's smarter folks on city staff and our engineers that can figure it out, and I'm willing to vote to put more money into flood mitigation. I haven't committed to buying up 100 homes around town, because where do you stop? And how would we pay for it?
Sure. Jason Bieske joining us this morning. Okay, let's talk about water in the ground. Back in July, the city awarded an $18 million multi-year low-interest loan from the Texas Water Development Board, which was something that was created in the last legislature. Now, what you want to do is take water out of an aquifer and you want to bring it in and you want to store it here. That's got some people upset. That's what y'all voted on last night. Why did you vote against this? Because if I can kind of read from our discussions that we've had before, this was something that I thought you were in favor of, and yet you voted against it last night. Explain to me what your no vote was, please.
Well, Scott's talking about the aquifer storage and recovery.
Right.
It is a relatively new management technology developed by the water management professionals and currently used in 95 locations in the U.S. and in other countries. Legislators gave the cities the option to apply for grants to do this. Our staff does a wonderful job at the city of Bryan. We want to ensure that we have longevity, access to water. I think in Bryan we've got like a 50-year water supply. In other cities, they may have a 5 or 10-year water supply. So we're very fortunate in Bryan. I wasn't comfortable with everything at this point. It has been there's been a lot of talk about the ASR project, and it could be very costly. I think we're going to look at spending a couple of $1 million on a study right now. Then we're looking at, it could be $40-50 million in the future. Some will say that it's cheaper to go through this route and store the water and use it than to buy from other private property owners. I think that's something the city's probably going to have to do in the future, is look at purchasing water rights from other property owners. The city of Bryan is fortunate. We are, I would consider us a very property-rich community. The city of Bryan owns many more acres than most cities of their size around the state of Texas, and so we have rights to the groundwater beneath it. And so we're a little more fortunate. We've got the aquifers beneath us, and so the city of Bryan is in great shape, but we're always looking for new technologies and new ways to ensure that success in the future, and this is one project that the city council did vote to support last night. And so we'll be talking about it over the next few years.
And Mike Sutherland, who is Councilman Sutherland, is the liaison between the council and this board, and he voted for it. So, I mean, he's certainly investigated that, and to the best of his knowledge, he said that voting for it was the right thing to do. Here's my concern. It is going to be $2 million this year, and it's then another $15 million next year. That money's got to come from someplace. Are we looking at a price increase in water?
Well, we applied for a grant through this program. I think we're going to receive $18 million, a low or no interest loan grant or loan. So we've got that we're working on right now. I'm not aware of any price increases on our water rates. We haven't proposed. We've been talking about that in our budget as we've been talking about this ARS program. Nothing's been mentioned by staff about any water increases in the next few years. And 10 years from now, who knows? But this year, no.
The Councilman Sutherland also, I believe, said that he had spoken to College Station about this. I mean, is this something that you could see could be a cost-saving situation if the city's got together on a water project?
Well, I think now that the city of Bryan's moving forward, I think we do need to have more talks with the city of College Station and David Coleman and the mayor and the council and the city manager to see if if this is something we can work together and benefit both the cities of Bryan and Colossation and Brazos County. So absolutely, I think we need to be working with them. And in all fairness to Councilmember Sutherland, that is probably one of the tougher liaison jobs that any council member has to endure, that groundwater district. They have very contentious meetings. Water is very important. You know, we could talk about oil and gas and everything else we'll talk about. I think water is the most precious commodity and will be more so in the future years as it becomes more scarce. And so, you know, those are tough decisions that aren't made for tomorrow or today in the city of Bryan, but for 10 years down the road and 50 years down the road. And again, we are in a very good position in the city of Bryan with the future of our water supply, and our city staff does a wonderful job. Dr. Jason Barfnick is probably the best in the business, and he's always going to find ways and methods to benefit the citizens of Bryan and ensure our success and in the future.
True. Well, and again, just so folks understand, you know, there are farmers in the county who don't necessarily like the city, but then there's this place called San Antonio who's sending a straw up here to look at the water up here. So it's even we have to be worried about
purchasing
that.
Purchasing out of Burleson County right now. Yep, so that is taking place.
Yeah. Anything else today for us?
Yes. Want to visit a little bit. First, next weekend is our first A&M home football game against number 16 UCLA. So it's going to be a busy weekend. We've got 1,000 free parking spaces in downtown Bryan. We've got a parking shuttle that's running to and from the games. They'll run 3.5 hours before the football game, before the kickoff, and then they'll run 1.5 hours after the kickoff. And the drop and pickup is at the MSC. So that is a very prominent location, close to the campus, close to Kyle Field to be dropped off. And then you can come eat in downtown Bryan and shop and before and after the game. And also want to mention our Lunch and Learn series continues. Bits and Bites, free lunch. Still not too late to register. For more information, go on to bryantx.gov.
All right. Thanks a lot. Jason Bieske. Thank here, the Scott. Mayor from the city of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on Wednesdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Dr. David Rusing for his positive influence on this community. Dr. Rusing is a professor emeritus at Texas A&M and has offered his time to organizations including the Texas Rural Leadership Program and the International Rural Church Association. His commitment to local government, like the College Station City Council and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board, has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Dr. Rusing for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
There's really no need, I'm sure, to tell you about what Ronald McDonald House is or does. It's been around about as long as McDonald's restaurants have. But did you know that they have a presence right here in Bryan College Station? Not a house, not yet, but a Ronald McDonald family room at St. Joseph, and there's one coming to the College Station Med and hopefully someday to Baylor Scott and White, where they do have the Ronald McDonald Happy Wheels cart, as they do at all three local hospitals. Katie Scott is the Director of Community Engagement Brazos Valley for Ronald McDonald House, and to her, it's a lot more than a job. It's very, very personal.
My daughter was born 10 weeks early, and we lived in a Ronald McDonald family room in Houston with her for 6.5 weeks. And then 2.5 years later, I gave birth to my son at 28 weeks gestation, and we lived in a Ronald McDonald House family room for 10.5 weeks with him. So, like you said, this is personal for me. I'm determined to have as many services possible for families so that they don't have to go through the stress we had to go through being a family separated, the financial burden that comes with being in a different city. So it's important for me.
Now I'm going to let Katie Scott tell you more about the presence that Ronald McDonald House has in the community right now and what's coming.
The first thing we launched was the Happy Wheels cart, which is kind of like a mini house on wheels. And we do have that currently at all three hospitals, CHI St. Joseph's, College Station Medical Center, and Baylor Scott & White. That was kind of our first step in the community. And then we opened up our first family room in March at CHI St. Joseph. It's a beautiful facility. It's tiny, but it's perfectly located right down the hall from the neonatal intensive care unit and pediatric wing, labor and delivery. And there is quick access to the new trauma center that St. Joe's just opened. I think last month we were 100% occupied. There was never a night where both of our rooms were not being slept in by a mom and a dad or a grandma and a grandpa.
And like we said, they have an agreement, and coming soon is a Ronald McDonald room at the College Station Med.
Yeah, so they are giving us the administrative offices. And that's kind of the holdup. We're waiting for them to build out their new office space and vacate our new space. And then as soon as they do, we'll start knocking down walls.
And there's hope that with expansion, there will be a Ronald McDonald family room at Baylor Scott & White. But the dream, the long-term dream, is a lot bigger space. It's for a Ronald McDonald House in the Brazos Valley. Here's Katie Scott.
As soon as this community grows and we have more pediatric services, then I will be charged with building a Ronald McDonald freestanding house, which at that point will be make my life a lot easier because that's something more visual.
Now, here's something I'm really excited about. Bryan Broadcasting is going to be having a radiothon for Ronald McDonald House. We're experienced at this. Candy 95, WTAW 1620, Maverick 100.9, and Peace 107.7, all getting together for a radiothon coming up this fall.
We are going to have a two-day radiothon in November. It's Thursday, November 10th, and Friday, November 11th. We're going to broadcast from the hospitals. So it's 20 hours of radiothon mania, and 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about that here on BBV for sure. The website is rmhc-ctx.org, rmhc.ctx.org. Thank you, Katie Scott. And that is a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
All right, Bert, we got everything?
Camrys, check. Tundras, got them. Corollas, uh-huh. RAV4, yep. Prius, check. Yep, Stan, that's the last of the 2016 Toyotas loaded up and ready to go.
Where will they go, Bert?
Some will go east, others west. Some will go to help country farmers feed the nation, while others will go to big cities to help facilitate commerce. We're not just shipping Toyotas here, Stan. We're shipping the vehicles that help drive America.
I sure am going to miss them.
Me too, buddy.
Sorry, friends, but the annual clearance event is happening now, and the people need their cars.
Okay, what can I just say?
Toyota, let's go places. During Toyota's annual clearance event, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $379 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 9/6/16.
Oh, sorry we went long. I get geeky on water. Got a minute to go. So we found out today that Stanford is now going to take care of all their problems because they're going to bar hard alcohol at undergraduate parties.
Finally.
That's right. The Board of Regents had cocktails in their hands when they said that. We also found
Cheers to the new law.
Exactly. We also found out that they're not going to play Dixie anymore at the Ole Miss games.
Womp.
Now, and again, before long, we will not be able to make physical changes to Bovine. Before, you know, so I'm just saying that. So, in the meantime,